This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The Harbor Beach Community Hospital, Senior Life Solutions, and the Huron County Suicide Prevention Coalition are helping to spread mental health awareness in the Harbor Beach schools and Ubley schools with walks. The schools will be supporting Go Green walks on May 7th and May 9th. The May 7th walk will be at 1:30 p.m. and the start at the Harbor Beach High School and continue to Prescott Street Pier. Once at that location, the students will write positive messages and do drawings on the sidewalks. The May 9th walk is at Ubley Schools. The walk there will start at 1:30 p.m. at the track field for the middle school students, and the high school walk for high school students will start at 2:15. In addition, community members are encouraged to participate in the walks as well. Anyone who is struggling with mental health can contact the Harbor Beach Community Hospital at 989-479-0200. In emergency cases, call 988, text 988, or chat at 988lifeline.org to reach the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And Christine Gettle, a Caseville resident, avoided jail time after repaying over $7,000 to the Laker Youth Football Program in an embezzlement case. The incident, spanning from 2021 to 2023, revealed financial discrepancies in the program's records. Despite efforts to address them, Gettle allegedly failed to provide proper documentation. The new committee discovered a deficit of $6,000 to $8,000, prompting a report to the Huron County Sheriff's Department. Under a plea deal with the Huron County Prosecutor's Office, Gettle repaid $7,066 and a quarter. Her conviction, if she completes her sentence terms, will be for misdemeanor embezzlement of $200 to $1,000. During sentencing on May 6th, Heather Hocken, set to replace Gettle, described the impact on the program and stakeholders. Hocken mentioned Gettle's denial of guilt and lack of remorse. Gettle's actions have affected the nonprofit organization, which relies on community support. Her freedom and the felony embezzlement charge are pending the successful completion of a year-long probationary period. And the search continues for a stolen 2002 Polaris 400 ATV, with the Sinulog County Sheriff's Office rallying public support. The vehicle vanished from a residence along M-19 north of Argyle near Cassidy Road. The incident unfolded late on Sunday, April 21st, with the ATV's ignition reportedly heard around 11 p.m. Despite investigative efforts, valuable leads remain scarce, emphasizing the importance of public cooperation in aiding law enforcement's endeavors to recover the stolen property. Sporting a distinct green coloration, the ATV features a front windshield and weld-on hitch, serving both as a mode of transportation and a cherished asset. While a somewhat blurred image of the ATV circulates on thumbnet.net, authorities remain optimistic that any information, regardless of its perceived significance, could prove instrumental in the vehicle's retrieval. Residents are urged to promptly report sightings or pertinent details to Sinulog County Central Dispatch at 810-648-2000. Furthermore, anonymous tips can be relayed via the Sinulog County Sheriff's Office app, facilitating a concerted effort in locating the missing ATV. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Mother's Day is coming soon. Now is the time to plan for custom jewelry from Mackenzie Jewelers at the north side of Bad Axe. This is Kent Mackenzie. Stop in and special order Mother's Birthstone jewelry, such as a family ring or pendant. Mother's Birthstone family jewelry features the birthstones of her children and her grandchildren and represents the love from her family right from their hearts. It's a perfect gift for the perfect mom, and it's all on sale now through Mother's Day. Stop in and order early to ensure arrival for Mother's Day at Mackenzie Jewelers at the north end of Bad Axe. Visit us at Mackenzie Jewelers for details. Find us online at mackenziejewelers.com. Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe, serving our community and friends for over 39 years.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on the broadcasting with more news. There is nothing like fresh vegetables from your own garden. Poet Ethanol is just outside of the city of Cairo, and they're offering garden plots to community members who are interested in raising their own produce but do not have an area to do so. The company is offering a free community garden area that is an area that is gated and locked on their property. The plots are 10 by 40 feet, and gardening tools and water will be provided. The only requirement is that whoever has a plot has to maintain it. For more information, you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net. And the Sinulog County Board of Commissioners will meet at 1 p.m. this Tuesday, May 7th, in the board's chambers in Sandusky. According to the preliminary agenda, Region 7 Area Agency on Aging's Executive Director Bob Brown will do a presentation about the agency that specializes in services for senior citizens, and they're expected to approve fiscal year 2025 Community Corrections Grant. Sinulog is a member of the Thumb Area Regional Community Corrections, along with Lapeer, Huron, and Tuscola counties. And as such, the county recognizes the need to offer felony probationers and with specific programming to advance offender status rates and to reduce repeat offenders. Another key item on the agenda is authorization to advertise and to post for an equalization director and to accept the 2023 Task Force annual report. As a reminder, the courthouse will be closed on Monday, May 27th, in honor of Memorial Day. And Sebring's Police Department is seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect involved in an attempted burglary at Luke's Supermarket over Easter weekend. The individual tried to enter the store by cutting through steel siding, but was thwarted by an inner wall. Surveillance footage reveals a white or light-colored SUV linked to the suspects. One suspect described as a light-complexioned black male wearing a hoodie, face mask, gloves, cowboy boots, and carrying a backpack was observed. The SUV, which circulated the area, likely headed south on M25 after the failed attempt. Chief Steve Repke urges community assistance in identifying the suspect, emphasizing the importance of collective action in solving the case. Anyone with information should contact the Sebring Police Department through Facebook, phone, or email. Chief Repke underscores the community's commitment to combating local crime, stating, "It takes a village, and our village takes such acts against our businesses personally." You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net, and we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's time to spring into a new vehicle from Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. In stock and arriving daily, you'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 2.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $2,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $4,000 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2023 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers end on April the 30th, 2024. Trade-in assistance, renewal, and plan cash included in factory rebate offers. APR offers based on credit approval.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Donald Trump is accusing Joe Biden of offering a weak response to anti-Semitism, yielding the clashes on college's campuses over the war in Gaza as a campaign image. But Trump's attacks ignore his own long history of rhetoric that invokes the language of Nazi Germany and plays on stereotypes of Jews in politics. Trump and other Republicans have seized on the disruptions on college campuses, which have at times been violent, as a sign of weakness from Biden and Democrats. It's also the latest example of Trump's time-worn tactic of repackaging a censure he's received and stamping it on his opponents. And powerful storms have erupted in the central United States, bringing tornadoes to rural Oklahoma and large hail in parts of Kansas. At least one death has been reported in Oklahoma. Tornadoes were spotted skirting northern Oklahoma, including one that caused extensive damage north of Tulsa and the small town of Barnesdale. The Osage County Sheriff has confirmed one person has died. Homes were destroyed and trees and power lines were toppled by the tornado. In Kansas, some areas were pelted by apple-sized hail. The severe weather continued Tuesday and flows heavy rainfall in Houston, where floodwaters began to recede on Monday. And Boeing has called off its first astronaut launch because of a fluttering rocket valve. The two NASA test pilots had just strapped into Boeing's Starliner capsule when the countdown was launched Monday night, 2 hours before the planned liftoff from Cape Canaveral in Florida. United Launch Alliance's CEO says the problem involves an oxygen pressure relief valve in the Atlantis rocket's upper stage. Liftoff is now off until at least Friday. If the valve needs to be replaced, a flight to the International Space Station would bump into next week. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Mackenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. And we do have two local obituaries to report this morning. Donald M. Verfelli, 65-year-old of Caseville, passed away Sunday, May 5th at his home in Caseville. No services are planned for Donald M. Verfelli. Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. And Carol Jean Corbishley, age 76, of Bad Axe, went home to be with her Lord and Savior on May 3rd. Visitation will be Thursday, May 9th from 4 until 8 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe, or Friday at the church from 10 a.m. until the service time at 11. Funeral services will be held Friday, May 10th at 11 a.m. at the Bad Axe Free Methodist Church. A luncheon will be provided following the service at the church. Burial service to follow the luncheon at approximately 2:30 p.m. at the New River Cemetery in Port Austin. Memorials may be made to the Bad Axe Free Methodist Church or to Huron County Relay for Life in Carol Jean Corbishley's name. If you wish to offer your condolences to the Corbishley family, please go to coffinfuneralhome.com and you can view these and other Thumb Area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.